15th chapter, 1 Corinthians. 57th verse. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then in the scripture I read to you out of the 28th chapter of Matthew, the 18th verse, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Labor, whether it be little or big, whether it be short or whether it be long, there's great victory. We realize it's not in vain. Because he tells us, my friends, that when we die, that we will go and rest from our labors, but our works do follow us. It's such a privilege to enter in and do things for God while we're here. And then after we leave out, those works will keep going until Jesus comes. Keep paying the dividends. The labor that's here, sometimes it's rough, and sometimes it's tar, and sometimes it's bumblesome and burdensome to us. But when you stop to realize when we leave out that our works haven't stopped, they're still going. For example, Moody, Spurgeon, Finney, Truett, Hall, all of the others, we stop to recognize that the works continue. To bring about rewards, we continue to be the recipients. To increase our dividends over in the next world where the thieves don't steal and where rust won't corrode and where moths don't eat. So there's great victory through Jesus Christ. We have the victory, my friends, because it's in Christ. That's the only victory. I mean permanent victory. I mean sure victory. I mean true victory. The only real victory to the human being is through Jesus Christ. We recognize, my friends, there's a lot of victories in other areas, but temporary. But the victories we receive through Jesus Christ are permanent, are eternal, are everlasting. They don't cease. And so we're not working and laboring for God in vain when we serve God and live for God and honor God. Then in the midst of all the warfare and all the pressures that's being brought upon this world today, and there's plenty of it, we're living in one of the worst warfares that's ever been in this generation and probably in other generations. There's all kind of disturbances in the churches of the living Son of God. But my friends, that's victory because Jesus said just before he come, the love of many would wax cold because iniquities abound. And we're in the midst of a great falling away in our churches now because iniquities abound. But that's just like John the Baptist running and saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, the kingdom of God is at hand. And when we see all of this falling away, and the iniquity that's abounding and taking over and trying to wreck the churches, it's just the forerunner announcing that Jesus is about to come. The kingdom of God is at hand. My friends, we just need to be unmovable and steadfast and unafraid and unashamed. Don't back up. Don't weaken. Don't get dismayed. Don't get discouraged. My friends, that's all of the token of it. And it has to happen. Before he can come to fulfill the scripture. Said some of this to be so that the scripture might be fulfilled. Of course, none of us likes all of the bickering and all of the hardships that's coming out of the Christian life. But my brother, sister, before Jesus can come, all of the scriptures come to be fulfilled. And we've been preaching and teaching and talking about him coming. And then when it gets right on the verge of the coming, we begin to shriek and squawk and try to take out and get dismayed and get discouraged because all of these things are happening. But Jesus can't come until it happens. And thank God it's happening, because then we know it's about to come. The victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We Christians are not going to lose. Just go on and remain steadfast, unmovable. Just go on and don't become discouraged or dismayed. Nothing's happening that Jesus won't give us the victory over before it's over with. So I'm saying to you this morning, the victory is through the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that has all power in heaven and earth. Notice the scripture I read to you there, that he was, and Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All the power in heaven and earth is turned over to me. And there the disciples were about to become discouraged because Jesus is fixing to leave out. And he didn't leave them. But I'd let them know there was another world to face. He called down Moses, who'd been dead hundreds of hours before this year, this month, and let them look at Moses. Here he is alive beyond the grave. He called in Elijah, who did not die, but who'd been caught up hundreds of years before this hour. Here they stand, saying to them that there's no need to be discouraged. This life is only the beginning. Here's the ending of it out here, in a place that'll never cease to be, never changes things. Then we recognize when they carried John over on the Isle of Patmos and left him out there by himself with nothing but the sea surrounding him, all in there by himself. But before God would let him get discouraged and dismayed, he pulled back a ways. And John saw under the throne a host that no man could number dressed in. So he's crying out, how? How, Lord? And he said, who are these? He said, these are they that's made the ropes white in the blood of the Lamb. And we stopped to recognize that, my friends, there are those who we recognize are beyond this life. So there's no need to get discouraged and get dismayed. And my friends, we need to be full of courage and full of faith and full of determination. The victors in the Lord Jesus Christ, he hasn't changed. He's the same this morning that he was 1,000 years ago in the morning. He's not changing any. So we trust in the one who never changes. Never changes. He's always the same day and night. Regardless of what comes, regardless of what goes, Jesus Christ is the same. Then we stop to recognize all of his promises have been true. We've never found yet one failure. All of the critics and all of the fault finders and all of the accusers and every hate person and everything else can't put the finger on one thing wrong with Jesus Christ. After 2,000 years have passed and all the critics and all the skeptics and all of the ridiculers and all of the haters of God, they've not found one thing wrong with Jesus yet. The victory, my people, is in Jesus Christ. We must recognize that this morning. Be steadfast and unmovable and stand firm, because our victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in some of the source. Many things are catering. Many people are catering to other things. But my friends, we've stopped to realize many people are turning away from our churches, trying to go some other direction to find victory. And they're finding they've lost victory. And you stay in your church. He said, I build my church at the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. And hell has never put the church out of business. And the militant forces of hell will never put the church out of business. That's what Jesus is coming back for one of these days. And he's not going to let the devil's crowd put it out of business and him come back and find a blank here. Not at all. Stick with your church. Stick with your church. Fight for your church. Love your church. Give yourself for your church. Because, my friends, that's the victory through Jesus Christ. He won the victory over the devil and over hell and established his church where hell could not demand it, where the force of hell couldn't blast it apart into pieces, where the forces of evil should never put it out of business. And then he turned and added you to it, that you might be a part of that permanent, eternal thing of God. Amen. So I want you to realize this morning, the victory's through Christ, not through some other source. People are hunting victories through the PTLs and the 700 clubs and the Jesus movement, the tongue movements, and this movement and that movement, and finding themselves moved out in doubt and fear. But my friends, the church is still here. And when you've tried all that other stuff, the church is still here. They carry on for God.
Yes.
May God help us realize the victory is through Jesus Christ and His church. You're going to get victory. You've got to do it through Jesus. And if you're going to do it through Jesus, you've got to do it through His church. Because that's the way He chose to do it. That's the way He plans to do it. And that's the way He will do it. There's many other ways but that way. So my friends, Jesus purposed the victory that way. Jesus programmed the victory that way. Jesus planned the victory that way. And as a result, it'll come that way or it won't come. But it will come.
Yes.
And it'll be through Jesus Christ and His church. So I want you to realize, my friends, thanks be unto God which give us such a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, after all, we're in a terrific battle. We're in a terrific warfare. The devil has got no governments, got no schools, they've got no recreational facilities, they've got no legislative bodies, they've got everything except the church of the living Son of God under control. But my friends, thank God you and I belong to one thing, we're part of one thing, that crowd shall never get to the throne. It's not in their ability to do it, because God has set it up like that. And so we realize the battle is on. Look over to 2 Chronicles and we find these words. 2 Chronicles tells us, my friends, what to expect in the 20th chapter, 15th verse. And he said, hearken ye, all Judea, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king of Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Battle in battles is God's.
Amen.
My brother, sister, I'm not worried about losing in this fight. I'm not worried about fighting the enemy. I'm not worried about whether we're going to lose or not. The battle is the Lord's, and He'll handle it, and He don't lose. When it's all over, He'll have it settled. Let me look again, my friends, and find another passage that tells us the same thing. In the book of 1 Samuel, 17th chapter, we read these words, 47th verse. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands. It's the Lord's, and He's going to take care of His. He has, He is, He will. Victory, my brothers, sisters, in the Lord. Don't let these days of pressures and powers and criticism and fallen ways discourage you and defeat you and get you dismayed. Because, my friends, nothing's gone wrong that God can handle and will handle at the proper time. The battle is His, and when it gets to where He needs to step in, He'll step in. We can trust Him with it. We can believe Him in it. And we stop to recognize all power is His.
Amen.
God gave it to him. That's what He said, all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. Hallelujah. There's not any power in heaven or any power in earth greater than the power of the Lord. So therefore the victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ today. We have victory, my friends. He has power to forgive sin. You know any other power that can forgive sin? We remember there when they brought the man, the poor man down to the roof, and Jesus said, "Thy sins are forgiven." The critic said, "What right has he got to forgive sin?" But Jesus said that you may know that I have the power to give sin, son, take it to Pilate. He leaped from the bed, but I was there rejoicing. My friends, he's got the power over sin, and we in him, therefore, we've got power over sin through Jesus Christ. Not through something else, not through some creed, not through some gifts, not through some rituals, not through some sort of stuff, but we have power through Jesus Christ. That's the power. We stop to realize he forgives our sins. And we realize, my friends, there was Mary Magdalene, a woman of sin, deep in sin, scarred with sin. But Jesus forgave her of her sins and cleansed her from all of her sins. She became a very influential person. My friends, don't become dismayed and discouraged because sin has taken a toll in your life and sin has walked you and sin has beat on you and torn you. There is victory through Jesus Christ. Paul said he come to save sinners, of which I am chief. He saved Paul. He saved Mary Magdalene. He saved the woman caught in adultery out there at the wells. And so on, my friend. The woman at the well, the woman that was brought to him in adultery. He took care of all of those. And he'll take care of all of us through Jesus Christ as a victory. You're not going to get it educated out of you, legislated out of you, or trained out of you. My friends, it's all through Jesus Christ. It's where the victory is over the forgiveness of our sins and the cleansing from our sins. My friends, then the victory is through Jesus because the power of Jesus saves us from sin. Sin is a terrible thing. Sin is a powerful thing. Sin has a lot of shackles. Sin has a lot of habit forming. Sin has a lot of hypnotic power. Sin has a great grip. But my friends, Jesus can save us from any grip or habit or shackle of sin. Jesus is the victory over sin. Yes. He can save you from any sin. He can cleanse you from the most scarred sin. He can forgive you every sin. Jesus is the victory. And we must recognize in these days, my friends, our hope is in the Lord Jesus, not in something else, not anybody else. We stop to realize he has power to cleanse from all sin. That means nothing left of sin.
Amen.
He has power to save us from any kind of power of sin. He can break the prison walls down and let us go free. He can break the shackles and the habits that set us free. He has also the power to keep us from sin. My friends, the power of Jesus helps us overcome sin, to get loose from sin, to be kept away from its shackles and its powers and its habits. Jesus saves through his power. So my friends, in these days, we want to magnify Jesus above everything else. We want to lift him where he's rightly belong. He's not the man upstairs. My friends, he's not superstar. He's Lord. He's the Son of God. He reigns. He rules. And all power is his. Whatever kind of power in him we need, thank God he's got it. Don't become discouraged. Don't become dismayed, my friends. I'd have you realize that Jesus Christ has the power to keep us from the habits and the shackles of sin on the road home. Thank God. My friends, if you want to stay on the highway home, he has power to keep your feet on the solid road. And he can help you through out with temptation. He said, "I'll not lie, you'll be a tempter, but once you ever stand with every temptation, I'll make a way of escape." Jesus Christ keeps us from sin. If we appeal to him, he has a way out. If we appeal to him, he has a solution to it.
Yes.
If we appeal to him, he'll help us through the temptation. He has the power. He's got power over the devil, got power over temptation. He has the power. So our victory, my friends, is through Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for the victory that's in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And I want you to realize then, my friends, he has power. All power in heaven and earth. He has power, if he pleased, to raise the dead. He did not. And he raised himself on the third day. And to come victorious over the graveyard and death and hell even. And I'm saying, my friends, the victory over death and over the grave and over the hell's forces is through Jesus Christ. He's the victory. It's his power. His love never changes. It's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. His power never weakens. His promises never fail. His power does it. His promises does it. The plan of God does it. He said, those thou gavest me, I kept none for. My friends, God gave him power to keep our souls. And none of them's got lost. Jesus has the power to keep our souls secure and safe. I will never pluck anyone. Shall never pluck them out of my hand. My Father gave them me is greater than all. No one's able to pluck them out of the Father's hand. And he said, I'll in no wise cast out any that come. So I want you to realize, my brother, sister, the security of your soul is in Jesus Christ, not in you, not in creeds, not in rituals, not in ceremonies, but in Jesus Christ. And because our security is there. Thanks be to God for the victory we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to do anything else. But we have it through Christ. He never changes. He never wavers. Be not dismayed. Don't get discouraged. You haven't got cheated. You haven't got beat in the deal. Because he'll carry you through it. A lot of people are becoming discouraged and dismayed. Some are coming to disbelief because of the pressures of things around us. And it's going to get worse. But my friend Jesus Christ isn't going to change. His power isn't going to change. His love isn't going to change. His purpose isn't going to change. His promises isn't going to change. They're all the same. Hallelujah. They're all the same. They remain the same forever. So you don't have to be dismayed. You don't have to look for something else. You got the best there is. You got the most important of all. Then, my friends, he makes us new creatures. There's power in the Son of God to make you a new creature. There isn't any other power. You can't legislate new creatures. You can't educate new creatures. It must be the miraculous creating power of the Son of God to make you a new creature. To convert you from death to life. To take your dead spirit and give you an eternal living spirit that never perishes. It takes Jesus Christ to do it. And I want you to realize that's what the psalmist is saying. Thanks be unto God for the unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for the victory that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we stop to realize, my brother, sister, the problem with America's trying to be dissolved, by different things. You listen to me. America's getting, and there's a lot of religious leaders getting all mixed up. They're looking for a Carter or a Reagan to lead us out. And they don't have the best abortion. Your problem is abortion. Your problem is a doctor. Instead of repairing and snorting about these preachers about abortion, I'm against abortion as much as they are. But the problem is what happened before they aborted. And they're not preaching against that. They're not teaching against that. They're not politicking against that. It's a doctrine that's brought it on. God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. There's your problem. And if you're going to tear the thing up, we're going to have to start at the roots. And the same thing with some other things. Morality is going to solve our problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to take regeneration. The devil's got us chasing a bunch of things that will not change America. Nothing will change America except get out of the business and go back and preach judgment and hellfire and damnation against the roots of evil. That's where our problem's at. I don't know what he says. I ain't for abortion or not. But I think we ought to get back down there to the roots of things and preach to people. Lord, you can quit committing adultery and you wouldn't have all your abortion problems. That's a problem. It's the sin underlying it all. And a lot of politics is a snorting iron this week, next week over that stuff. And that's not solving our problem. That's going to solve our problem is get a revival and shake the people to pieces. Hell for damage and wrath of God, judgment of God, all the sins of sex and so on, that'll stop a lot of this stuff. Jesus is the victory. Not laws. You can make laws, but you can't keep it from happening. But you can get folks regenerated on more of it, and that'll stop it. Our solution is not a regular occurrence. Our solution is a heaven sent, hell for damnation, judgment, revival of America, and the victors through that.
Amen.
Nothing else. We as well to face the fact. You can have all the moral movements you want. You can put all the clean up America movements you want. My friends, a lot of preachers riding you on all of this hallabaloo. Need to start their people on their knees and face, and the preachers need to get in the pulpit and preach against adultery and sexual immorality, hell, fire, damnation, judgment of God until people get so shook up they won't be committing these sins. And you've solved your problem. You need to face it this morning. Victory through Jesus. He's laid it down. He's put it out there. And I'm not being mean and ugly. But how many of these folks trying to clean up America? Trying to politic through? How many of you haven't God sent Holy Ghost revivals where people are staggering the aisles and filling the altar and getting sick? Now let's face it this morning. Our problem is the victories in Jesus. And not in some politician or some legislator. A lot of politicians run around and promise you everything in the book. And when they get up there, they'll be just as mean as the rest of them. My friends, what we need is something that'll shake us to our boots, shake us in our boots, to the realization of sin is still a reality. Sin is wrong. These underlying principles just brought on the zones. My friends, we need to get back down and clean out the foundation, clean out the beginning of it. Preach and teach and pray and have revival to save us, Christ. And then you won't have to have all this other problem. The victory, the battle is the Lord's. And we're not going to change it with politics. We're not going to change it with a regular come on. Somebody else will change it with God. That's the only thing that's ever going to change this nation. That's the only thing that's ever going to bring a change this nation. I want you to realize, my friends, the trouble with all of the thieving going on in Washington legislature, the trouble with all of that is not the misuse of the money. The trouble, we got a bunch of folks that don't fear God anymore. They need hellfire and the wrath of God and dishonesty and preach to them until they'll be afraid to touch somebody else's stuff. Oh, my friends, we've got away from the grave challenge. You say, preacher, okay. Look what happened. Zacchaeus. When the Lord got hold of him, he didn't keep on bickering, trapping and stealing. He said, I'm going to give back what I've lost. I'm going to help some folks that need help. Go back and look at some of the tax collectors and show them. When they got saved through Jesus Christ, it stopped all of their stealing and thieving and robbing. I don't care. We have a revival of saved our leaders of America. I don't care who just sent up there. We're no better off. We're going to have to have some of the judgment of God and the wrath of God and the preaching word and the power of the Son of God through the Holy Ghost until my friends they get convicted and become new creatures and they be like Zacchaeus and some others. They're changed. I want you to realize this won't be in a serious day. The battle's on. You see things crumbling all around you. But my friends, don't make any difference. As long as you don't turn it over to Jesus and trust Him with it, there's no hope. But be not dismayed. Be not discouraged. The Church of the Living Son of God's going to survive. Thank God you remember one thing. If you remember New Testament Church, you remember one thing will be here when the trumpet sounds. A lot of other things may go down the drain and will. A lot of other things may happen. But the victory you and I have is God's redeemed, as God's church, as God's people is, that we don't need to be discouraged or dismayed or become afraid. Just keep living for Jesus. Just keep standing for Jesus. Just keep sticking up for Jesus. Stay in with Jesus. Don't leave Jesus. Don't leave His church. Stay inside. The militant force of hell shall not defeat, shall not whip. Victory's in there. And may God help us to see it. My friends, you stuck their eyes. A lot of folks get awful religious in politics. I have never seen many of them going to the altars lately and confessing their sins and getting cleaned up. But they're awful religious. But it's not changing their lives. They're going everywhere else on the Lord's Day except to God's meeting house. Run around doing everything else except praying and having a life. So I want you to realize, my brother and sister, the whole story is this. It's back to God. Through the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. He has the power. He has the plan. He has the purpose. He has the program. He has the victory. It's through Him. Call your attention to one or two scriptures. Isaiah 25 and 8. He will swallow up death in victory. The Lord God will wipe away tears from all the faces. And the rebuke of His people shall He take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. We've been rebuked and laughed at and cussed and made fun of. But God's fixing to take all that off. God's fixing to do something about it. 1 John 5 and 4. Let me read it for you. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Whatsoever is born of God will come of the world. That victory is our faith. Victory through Jesus Christ. This crowd hollering they got religion. If it hadn't overcome the world, it was a pretty good sign they got something besides Christianity. And we need to face the reality of it. Then in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians and the 54th verse, so when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Christ is the victory. Place it anywhere you want. He's the victory. In your home, in your business, in your heart, in your life. my friends. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmoved, always abound in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We can't lose believing for God. We can't lose by laboring for God. We can't lose by standing for God. Brother, sister, it's all victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. I will stand.